Hello and welcome. I'm Suzanne Dees, and this is the Superior Land Library Cooperative webinar on Talking Book Services, recorded October 2012. The Great Lakes Talking Books Reader Advisory and Outreach Center opened in September 2012. Formerly, we were the sub-regional Upper Peninsula Library for the Blind and People with Disabilities. We reopened under a new model recently introduced by the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. This new model is a more efficient and more affordable way to operate because all of the books and machines are circulated from a central depository in Lansing. Our local library, Talking Book Center, serves 15 counties in the Upper Peninsula and 2 counties in Lower Michigan. We serve Alpena and Crawford County in Lower Michigan so that our service area for the Talking Book program more closely matches our service area for the cooperative. Our hours are 9 to 5 Eastern Time, 8 to 4 Central, Monday through Friday. We have reader advisors available to answer a toll-free 800 number all of those hours. And when our reader advisors are not available, we do have voicemail. We have an email account, tb@greatlakestalkingbooks.org, and we encourage our readers to give us their email address. However, they can either call us on our 800 number, they can email us, or they can write to us and send us their requests or call-in questions, the problems they may be having. The Talking Book program offers free audiobooks, audio magazines, and provides digital players for our readers. All of the materials, books, and machines go through the U.S. Postal Service free matter for the blind and physically handicapped. The federal government pays a franking privilege annually to the post office so that the post office will deliver materials in special format to eligible readers. This subsidy is a huge, important part of this service. People who are eligible may have either permanent conditions or temporary conditions. The permanent conditions include those people who are legally blind, a vision disability, and this is to the extent that they could not read a newspaper with corrective lens, a physical disability. In this case, people could not hold a book and turn the pages. A reading disability with a physical or organic cause, and it does have to have a physical cause, one of the most common being dyslexia. There are also temporary conditions that qualify, cataracts, people who are bedridden and too weak to hold a book and turn its pages for an extended period of time. Veterans are given service priority. Institutions also qualify, schools with eligible students, or nursing homes, assisted living facilities with eligible patients or residents. We often tell people, social workers in nursing homes, for instance, that they can sign up the nursing home as an institution and receive one machine and then have group discussion, book discussions, or they can sign up individuals. And each individual will receive his or her own machine, and then we will have a reader profile for that individual so that they're receiving books to their taste. And again, temporary or long-term needs qualify. I'd like to take a look at the application form for our service and go through that in a little bit of detail because I'm hoping that many of you will be helping our readers sign up for the service. We do ask that you use our application form. You can download that form at our website, greatlakestalkingbooks.org, in PDF format. And we can also send you multiple copies of the application form. All of our readers are protected by the Michigan Library Privacy Act, just as public library patrons are protected. All of the names, addresses, and their reading records are strictly private and confidential. So the individual fills out name, street address, phone number. Date of birth is nice to have, but if the person would rather not give you that information, that's perfectly fine. Just skip that. We'd like to have their email address, if they have one. And then the next section asks for a contact person. Now, this should be someone who is a close friend or relative, someone who's going to be reliably available. Just skip this if you don't have a good, solid, reliable contact individual. Veterans receive priority service in our program always. So be sure and ask if the individual is a veteran. At this time, there's no shortage of equipment, but in future, if there were a shortage, they would certainly receive priority. The next section asks the eligibility requirement, check as many of these as apply, legally blind, vision disability, physical disability, unable to hold the book and turn the pages, and that can be due to stroke, arthritis, multiple sclerosis, polio, any condition that impairs the use of arms and hands. The reading disability, particularly want to point this out, if this box is checked, you do have to have certification of this application, a signature by a doctor of medicine or osteopathy. And this is because that reading disability has to be diagnosed as having an organic physical cause, such as dyslexia. So the next section is the signature by the authority who certifies the disability. And for most of the disabilities, that can be any professional doctor, nurse, rehab professional, a counselor, therapist, social worker, and the library director can also sign as a certifying authority. In every case, except, once again, the reading disability, and that has to be signed by a doctor of medicine or osteopathy. We ask to check what library services and talking books and the talking book player, that's basic standard. They're certainly going to need, everyone's going to need that. Headphones, the headphones that we provide free are heavy and somewhat clunky. But we usually tell people, if they can afford it, to go to any discount outlet store and purchase a pair of lightweight headphones off the shelf. The connector will fit from a standard commercial set of headphones into our digital talking book player. Braille is available. There's a grand downloadable book program, BARD, that we'll talk more about shortly. NFB Newsline, the National Federation of the Blind Newsline, is a daily digital recording of several national newspapers. It's available free, but you do have to register eligible people, and they are given a password. But at that point, then, they can dial in over the regular telephone, select a newspaper that they want to read each day, and they can use the keypad of the telephone to move around through the newspaper. And if they get tired of listening and hang up and dial in again, the system remembers exactly where it left off, the reader left off, and it will reconnect at that point. We have pillow speakers for people who are confined to bed and an amplifier headphone system but this should only be ordered for people who have severe hearing loss. The equipment is available on extended loan so that you keep the player and all the equipment as long as you're borrowing books from this talking book program. So next we all ask how often they want to receive books. The most common manner is send return, the first selection here. That means that every time the reader returns a book to the library sends them another book. But the readers can ask for a certain number of books to be sent each week, or biweekly, or monthly. And the reader could also ask to be on demand only, so that the library will only send books when the reader calls to request them. We ask the preferred reading level, and once again, this is not the grade they are presently in, but it is their reading level. We ask if they will accept books with strong language, explicit descriptions of sex, or violence. And we remind them usually that if they want bestsellers, they may have to accept some strong language, descriptions of sex, and violence. So we kind of steer them toward that if they're going to want current reading material, anything but the old classics. We ask the format they prefer for talking book topics. Talking book topics is a catalog that each reader will receive bimonthly, every other month, and it lists all of the new recorded books and provides annotations of those books. And if the reader has someone who will help them read the catalog, or if they have enough vision to read the catalog, we highly recommend they get the large print format over the audio. The audio catalog is somewhat tedious to listen to book after book and the annotations read. And it also will come on a cassette, and we'll have to have a cassette player and a whole extra piece of equipment. In future, those are going to be on cartridges too. But still, you know, do recommend the large print format for the catalogs, print catalogs. Then we ask them their favorite authors. If they could even give us one book that they really enjoyed recently, or one favorite author, that's a huge help in sending the first two or three books to them before we get to know them. Eventually, we talk to people enough that we develop a very extensive reader profile. We get to know really what kind of books each person enjoys. But for the first few circulations, it's very, very helpful to have a little bit of help in that selection process. We ask them to check their subject areas, and our subject areas try to be as specific as we can. For instance, under mysteries, we ask them, do you like bestseller mysteries, historical, legal thrillers, or detective police procedural mysteries? Romance, do you like bestsellers, historical, modern, traditional? And you see what I mean, or science fiction, fantasy, bestsellers. It's just trying to drill down to be as specific as we can. Now, don't check a lot of these if you're helping somebody fill out the application, because that doesn't help us at all. But we usually say check up to a maximum of 10 here. And then next, you can return the application to us just by folding it over. This is 8.5 by 11, and the address is here. Just send it back to Marquette. And the eligible person, if it's coming from that eligible individual, they can write in here on free matter for the blind and physically handicapped and mail that back to us in the post office. The books come in attractive, bright blue plastic cases. The postcard is addressed to the reader, and you flip it over, and it comes. It's addressed back to the library. This is one of the cartridges, one of the books. The one cartridge holds an entire book, which is great because in the past, we had multiple cassette tapes or records in the old days, too. And if an individual had very little manual dexterity, somebody had to help them flip the tape, cassette tape over, or exchange the tape from one to the other. So this is really nice. You put that cartridge in the machine one time, and it's going to play all through without turning it around or over. And it also it is designed to be easily inserted into the machine. In fact, you could put that flat down on a surface and really slide it with the palm of your hand into the the digital player. The labels are in Braille and large print. And you see the finger hole here. Well, that's very useful in removing the cartridge from the player. These are our digital talking book machines. They're several years old, tested, and they've been very reliable. They require very little repair, maintenance. They're actually extremely well designed machine and have been very popular with our readers. 90% of the circulation of talking books in Michigan has gone to digital from the cassette tape, and that's been in only 3 years. So people have been very receptive and very happy to this transition from cassette to digital format. We offer a standard player and an advanced player. And if you'll see the standard player, the only difference is there's one extra row of buttons on the advanced machine. We recommend that the advanced player go to people who are reading a lot of nonfiction, magazines. It's a little bit easier to move around from chapter to chapter, article to article, and to different levels. And we'll talk a bit more about that. But the standard machine, if you're just reading fiction and not needing to bookmark or move around very much, in the standard player might be a little bit simpler look. As I mentioned, it's very easy to insert and remove the cartridges. They just slide into the digital player. And then to remove it, so you use the hole in the cartridge and pull it out firmly. This is a little bit closer look at the advanced machine, just to take you through that. Both of the machines are battery operated. Charge them up and they'll play for 30 hours usually. The extra row of buttons on the advanced machine, there's a button here that's mark, and you can bookmark, either fiction or nonfiction, you can bookmark. And then in the middle here, this says menu. And each time you push that, you go to a different level. You go to a bookshelf so that you can play multiple books. You would use a flash drive. You'd have multiple books on that flash drive and go to the bookshelf mode, and you can move from book to book. You can read all of the books on your flash drive at the same time, and each time you go to the bookshelf and go to the book you want to read, it will remember where you left off playing. You can go to different chapters quickly with menu, or you can go to your bookmarks from the menu button. There's a tone and a speed control on both machines. You can change the tone of the reader. You can also speed up the reading tracks. A lot of people who listen to books frequently will use the speed control and speed up the sound. There's a sleep button. You can hit this and we'll read in 15-minute increments. So you hit it once in 15 minutes, twice 30 minutes, and then turn off. The volume control is excellent. There's a wonderful sound to the machines. Even with people with some hearing loss find that they can easily turn up the volume to the extent they need that. The play-stop button is more or less a pause button. Power off the machine, and then the information button I didn't mention, that is a guide to a user manual on the machine. The This is a little bit closer look at the Talking Book topics. This is the bi-monthly catalog that readers receive. It's also an annual catalog. This is the 2011, all of the books recorded in 2011, usually around 2,000 new titles. In the back of each of these catalogs is a form that readers can use to write in the books that they wish to read, and they can mail that form to us, or they can call us and read from the catalog, or they can email us the books that they would like to read. It is important to have dialogue with our readers, and we do encourage our readers to call the reader advisors and talk to them if they're for books they would like to read. We also do kind of develop a relationship with the readers and can often select books for them, suggest other authors, similar books that they might enjoy. So it just does develop quite a play between the readers and the reader advisors. It does take a partnership. At the federal level, there's the Library of Congress National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped in Washington, D.C. At the state level, the Michigan Commission for the Blind Braille and Talking Book Library in Lansing. And then at the local level, the Superiorland Library Cooperative, our Great Lakes Talking Book Center, with reader advisors available 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. The National Library Service is... this is their responsibility. They pay for the free matter mailing. They have professional people who record the talking books and magazines. And there are narrators who develop quite a celebrity status among readers. Some readers read every book certain narrators have recorded. And some narrators have recorded for decades and are celebrated when they retire. The National Library Service also produces the talking book players. They publish the talking book topics, and they maintain BARD, the new downloadable system. Their website is loc.gov/NLS. NLS does also have, at that website, some very good reference information pamphlets for people with disabilities. The Braille and Talking Book Library in Lansing circulates all of the talking books for us, the Braille and digital players. A new program in Lansing is a recording program. They have a new recording studio and are recruiting volunteers, recorders right now. And they will do locally produced books or any title that's not available in talking books. At this time, it takes about 6 months to get a book recorded. The staff in Lansing also duplicate talking books for special orders so that there isn't a huge long waiting time. The Braille and Talking Book Library staff consult and train us, the network library staff, and they maintain the official register of eligible readers and the inventory of equipment so that the program is accountable to the National Library Service Program in Washington. And then our Reader Advisory Center, we welcome walk-in people. We have the toll-free phone access to our reader advisors, and we provide information and referral to other human service agencies. Of course, as I mentioned, our patron records are confidential, but when someone registers for our service, if they're legally blind, we often urge them to call the 800 number at the Michigan Commission for the Blind and sign up for their services, because they have rehab professionals who will visit in the home and will provide a much highly useful life coping information and training. Locally, our Talking Book Center registers and assists new readers. The process is we receive an application and we respond to it within a few days. We first call the new reader and say welcome to this program, and reconcile any questions that we might have on their application. And then that's a very brief call. And then we send two or three books that we select for the reader based on that profile in the application form and send the talking book player. And then we wait a couple of weeks and call again and see if they have any questions or are having any trouble with the player. Our reader advisors, as I mentioned, often select books for their patron. So it's very important to talk to the patron and develop a good detailed reader profile. We can, on our automated system, we can keep a record of all of the books the reader has read, all that they want to read, and then the reader advisor can make selections also. And then each morning, the automated system goes through the list of everybody due for service, and they match what they want to read or with what's available on the shelf, and books are sent out daily. Our local responsibility is also to promote the service and gain new readers. There are 11 local, either AOC or sub-regional libraries in Michigan, and those are funded by a line item in the state of Michigan's general fund budget. Our local Great Lakes Talking Book Center has a website, greatlakestalkingbooks.org. We have applications for the service, union catalog, a link to NLS, and then a link to BARD, the downloadable program. This is our website, greatlakestalkingbooks.org, and there's a summary, a link to eligibility requirements, the link to registration, which is a PDF file of our application form that you can download and print from here if you've run out of the application. NLS information pamphlets are linked. There's a union catalog link of all of the talking books recorded. And then a BARD, the downloadable online application link. There are also links to the Lansing Braille and Talking Book Library, the National Library Service, and another program that I'd like to tell you a little bit about called Learning Ally. Learning Ally is a textbook depository. They have 75,000 textbooks from K-12 through professional literature. It is a membership organization, and just because you're registered for the Talking Book program does not automatically register you in Learning Ally. In fact, there is an annual fee for Learning Ally. It's $99 a year. I understand if you go to membership and then individual, there's a 30-day free trial for parents. And I understand there is some flexibility if you only want to read one book one time rather than continue to get service from them. It is a very important aid to students. A lot of kids find their grades jump up one level if they have their textbooks in an appropriate format. They just learn so much better from an audio than a print textbook. Learning Ally allows people to download, and they have a free app you can download to an iPhone, an iPad, or an iTouch, which is very convenient, and the kids like that. The American Printing House for the Blind and Dolly Parton have partnered in an imagination library for kids who are blind. And they're providing books in audio format, but also very cool twin vision print and braille books. And these are especially nice for kids who are blind who have brothers and sisters who have some sight, and they might want to share, you know, reading time together. You can share these books in print and in braille. Just to remember that if you're a participating library in our Overdrive Great Lakes Digital Libraries program, your readers who are blind and have reading disabilities can also participate and may enjoy our downloadable audiobooks from this program. However, people who are eligible for our service have a very cool downloadable service of their own called BARD, and this is managed by the National Library Service. There are over 26,000 audio books that can be downloaded from BARD, and they are adding more books to this every day. All the new bestseller books are going into BARD, and I think that downloadable books is the way of the future, especially because of the number of post offices that are closing across the country. And in our state, it's most likely it's going to take at least another day to get the books from Lansing to Ironwood. So being able to download books on demand is very, very cool approach. And we have a lot of people who are trying this. You can download talking books, magazines, and soon you'll be able to download Braille. But you do have to go through a second application process. And that's because they want to assign individual passwords to each person who's eligible for the service. And this is to protect the copyright or comply with the copyright laws of these materials. So after you register for the Talking Book Service, you go to our website, and there's another link to the BARD online application form. And you go in and you select the local Marquette library as your participating library and fill in some quick information. And the application goes to the National Library Service. They verify eligibility by checking to see that you've already filed your paperwork and you are a member of the Talking Book Program. So readers do need to use this service, an email address. They need that BARD password. They need an internet connection and a computer. And if people don't have an internet connection at home, we're hoping that public libraries will allow them to bring their individual password to the library and use a library computer. So as we talk about this, I'll show you very quickly how BARD works. And it is manageable from the library. The readers will also need, most likely they're not going to buy a cartridge. Those are a little bit more expensive. They're probably going to buy a flash drive, and any ordinary flash drive, 2 megabytes, 4 megabytes, anything off the shelf. You know, a 2 megabyte flash drive holds, I think I read, at least 60 books. And they're also going to need the digital talking book player from the National Library Service, from our program. So let's just take a quick look at how we would download a book. So I've already put in my password, and I've gone to the BARD search screen for the catalog, the online catalog. And I wanted to show you that you can browse by author, browse by title, browse by subject, or you can enter keywords into which says search the collection. And I've entered the words busybody, and I wanted to show you that that is going to search, it searches the author field, title field, and it searches the annotation of the book as well. So here's the annotation of a book called The Body in the Belfry, and in the annotation the words busybody can be found. So there is a link. It says download this DB book, digital book. So we click on that link. And now here is it opens the download window. And it's in the process right now of downloading. It's 20% downloaded at 1 minute and 20 seconds remaining. So with a good connection, it goes very quickly. Now it's downloaded, and now I'm going to need to go to my download directory on my computer and find that book. It's always a good idea not to rename the books, because if you ever lose the book on your computer, you can go to the search and you can put in DB-, digital book dash, with all of the BARD digital books start with that. And if you do that search, it'll bring up all of the books on your computer that have been downloaded from BARD. So I found the downloads directory, and I am using here Windows 7. I have really good directions for Windows XP and also for for Mac. So those can be provided too. So I'm going to the download directory. And I find a zip file in my download directory. The file is going to end with .zip, and I want to extract the files in that zip file. So I right-click on the zip file and open the window and select Extract All. And you do want to do this on your computer and not on the flash drive. So you want to download it. We've found the easiest way to do this is to always download it to the computer first and then transfer it to your flash drive. So I've selected Extract All, and that has happened. And now you see there are two files. There's the old zip file, and there's the new file with the extracted book on it. Now, at this point, if the reader is on the computer at home, they can delete that zip file. It's no longer useful to them. But if they're on their computer at home, they can keep that other file with the book on it, and they can read it using the audio on their computer, or they can transfer it to a flash drive and read it on the play it on the NLS digital player. This means that a reader can build up a library of their own computer. It's particularly nice if you're reading a series of books, and you can download the whole series and be sure that you're going to have that in the order that you want to read. Now, if they were using the computer at the library, after you transfer it to the reader's flash drive, you're going to want to delete everything. You delete the zip file and you delete the file. So for now, we would open the window, right-click on the book, and copy it, and then just paste it into the directory of the removable drive, the flash drive, and play that book on our digital player. There's a great discussion on YouTube, how to download from Bard. And this is the address on YouTube, or you can just go to YouTube and type in how to download on Bard in the search, and it will bring up this recording. And this recording is also linked off of our Great Lakes Talking Books.org website. Looking at the statistics of readership in all of the libraries for eligible people across the state, what I found was that the Talking Book readers receive an average of 34 books a year, and Michigan residents check out an average of 8 books a year. That's based on data from the 2009 state aid report. So you can see our readers do value this service highly and enjoy it, and they read a lot. Public libraries are valued partners in reaching out to people and letting more people know about this great free public library service. You know the people in your community who are reading large print now, and that's starting to get difficult for them. They're ready for talking books. You know the people who've enjoyed reading all their lives, and now that they have the time and the leisure to read, they want to continue to read. Students of all ages now are engaging in lifelong learning. Temporary as well as permanent disabilities qualify. A lot of social workers in assisted living and nursing home facilities are unaware of the program. There are many people in those institutions who could enjoy the service. And don't forget that as public library directors, you can certify the applications. So please help us spread the word. Our goal is to increase readership by 20% in every county in the next 5 years. And we think that's a good target. That's also the target for the National Library Service at the national level. And we've taken a look at the number of people registered in each county, and we are underrepresented everywhere. Looking at the number of people aged 65 and older, we have a large percentage of readers in many of our counties who are reaching the age when it's going to likely be more comfortable to listen to books. Presently, we have 556 registered readers, and we hope that you'll join us in a PR effort to increase that number of readers. because reading is indeed for everyone. People of all ages enjoy our audiobooks and magazines and our Braille. So thank you very much for joining me in this archived presentation today. And I look forward to talking to you and working with you in a partnership to increase our number of readers. Thank you.
Thank you. Please stand by.